A, B, C, D, like, right?
You said positive elimination. Hold on.
No, dude, that's what it is, right? Like, that's how you do good at in tests, because it's multiple choice. Like, you know, like, oh, this one's not, so you got a 50% shot. Like, but I don't think I could do like a memory recall. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're good at multiple choice, but you're not good at short answer.
I'm pretty good at short answer too.
I hated short answer.
You've ever answered a short answer and thought like, there's just no way that's gonna work, and it does. That's
like, or literally as a short answer, like just the answer and not like a bunch of things, bro. Because they'd be like, bro, short answer should be literally the answer, bro, and then short answer for professors be like, yeah, like three paragraphs, you know, like that is not no short answer, bro. That's an essay question.
No, they say like, oh, please explain. Like, they'd be like, oh, please explain your reasoning or your logic. And I'm like, don't ask how I got the answer. Just if that's the right answer, why do you need to know like how I got there? You know what I mean? Like, what, why are you so nosy? Like, that you need to know how I got it right. You know what I mean? Like, why do you need to know? Like,
well, that was really a problem for me with math, because I was looking for the answers all over the internet in the back of the books. Like, I was going to find the answer, but then they wanted me to show the work, and I just didn't have the work. But with words, it was a lot easier.
You ever take a test and then you have like six B's in a row, and like, you're pretty sure that they're right?
But we talked about this before.
Yeah, it's nervous. Like, that's nerve-wracking.
You know, you're making me just not miss college. Like, I don't like you. I don't want to. You make me like not want to go to grad school. Like, not want to, because then you got to do all that all over again.
Are you thinking about going to grad school?
I've thought about it.
I think eventually I will. I think all of us.
I mean, I want to get into like coaching. So like, I know I might have to be like a graduate assistant. So like, it means I'm gonna have to go to grad school.
I mean, maybe it makes more sense for y'all. Maybe.
Why are you saying like that?
It doesn't make sense.
But does it even be like, why did he even go do undergrad? Like,
yeah.
What? No, that's true. That's true. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like for like, what? I mean, like, you don't have to, I mean, like, for like, what?
I want to go really back. The thing is, there's like short programs, like just for the fun of it, like just to learn. Like,
I feel like that's. I'm down for a college schedule, though. Like, I love that. I'd be.
Your calendar, Google calendar is gonna be
open. Open. Just wake up 11 o'clock, go to class. You know, just
ready for the day, ready to take.
Yeah, I think college schedule is lit. I do it for a college schedule. Like this whole like wake up 6 o'clock, like do shit. Like, it's not sitting right with me.
It ain't for me. It ain't.
Well, that was like, my college schedule anyway. So,
well, you know,
how the turntables.
Oh man!
When I was waking up, going to work out, come back. What y'all still doing? Barely waking up, go to class, come back. Is it still sleep?
Yeah. The disappointment in your faces, like, y'all still sleeping for real?
Like, it's worse. Yeah. No, it's worse.
Like,
when
they really thought of us as bums. Like, complete. Like, it's eight, bro.
I see why you would think that, though. You're like, oh, like, you guys look how hardworking you are. Wake up 6 a.m. Go to class. Da, 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 all this. Right. All we had to do was just go to class, and we like still couldn't even. You know what I mean? Like, not that we didn't do it, but like we just like couldn't do it.
It would just be like Nick's had done a fool's day of work to get back to the house, and then niggas is still haven't even started their day.
The worst is when we're still awake when you guys are leaving. That you could be like, oh,
that's what you knew.
That's what you knew. Like, dang, I should have been asleep.
I gotta get some rest. Like, I gotta get it.
When you wake up, you see Josh and Jacob leaving for practice in the morning, and you still haven't gone to bed yet, and you're like,
you just hear the elevator, like, oh, damn, it's this like, late again.
Really? Really? They're going to practice. They're like going to practice.
Oh yeah, you don't talk like it's like they're quiet. It's like they're respect the ritual.
That's my favorite thing though. Was getting a picture or a recording when y'all like sleep in a random place.
Sometimes you just got to cash in the study room, bro. That's what it is.
No, but he means like a Thursday night, like waking up the next day.
Like the lounge, like the floor, like a couch downstairs.
I'm not proud of those days. I feel like I've come a long way from like where I was in college a little bit to like where I am now. Think I came a long way. I'm not proud of it. I'm proud of it. But like, I don't know if I could talk about my journey like specifically. You know what I mean?
Maybe in a book.
Like you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to detail.
Like yeah, but like so, no one could really like understand that journey. I think because I can't fully talk about where I was at. You know what I mean?
It definitely takes vulnerability for people to write books about their life and their journey and their process.
Well, the thing is with books and movies, you kind of have a lot of say on what is shown, like the parts of your life. And if it were a documentary, think about documentaries, like sometimes they film documentaries for a couple of years and there's literally just a crew behind, even reality TV, like
I mean but all that again, like you can control the narrative of what gets shown and what doesn't, but after it is out there though, like all of what you say or all of what you do is like that's what you are known or understood as. So regardless of what you say, you need vulnerability to be like, this is what I'm going to be known or associated with every time somebody sees me or brings me up.
I think I'll talk about it like in a, I'll talk about it like in a more, I want to, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to make it like cinematic.
That's what I'm waiting for.
So like once I'm like, but more established, I think I'll,
yeah,
like,
you're gonna make it and then you come back and like make a movie, a book, release, promo,
bro. Because yeah, think about like every documentary, I feel like there's always two, and there's always like the glamorized side and like a deep, darker side. You're like, dang, which one is like the truth?
You know what documentaries I thought were sick? The Fyre Festival. Did you guys watch those?
I never watched that.
Oh,
but I know.
I'm sorry.
Of what happened. The thing is, Ja Rule used to be popular. Like he used to be
who?
What'd you just call her?
Ja Rule? What is it?
I don't know. That's technically not wrong.
How's the song go?
It's technically not wrong.
What they call me? What's my name? Cisco. It is Ja Rule.
Ja.
Rule.
What did he say? He said Ja Rule.
What did he Ja Rule?
Say? Ja Rule?
How do you spell it?
Ja, J A. Is it space? Yeah. Rule. Ja Rule. R U L E.
I don't know why you're not saying it right.
There's literally a song like J Lo, doesn't she sing it? Where he's like, what's my name? Like
Does Ja Rule not sound?
Okay, you said it
you
right there.
You weren't saying
it. I was just saying it faster.
No, you can say Ja Rule like really fast. But
that's what it said. It said Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. Nah, you said Ja Rule. Oh, if we brought it back, you said Ja Rule.
You said Ja Rule. All
right.
Okay, anyway, proceed. Sorry.
Anyway. Nah, those were cool. But yeah, those came in two. It was the Hulu and then the Netflix one. And the Hulu was a lot.
Would you ever smash your...
Behind the scenes.
You ever smash your finger before? And it's like turned black?
Like bruised?
Like kind of like that a little bit.
Yeah, man. I mean, I tell you, none of my fingers are like straight anymore. Like they all have some kind of curve or something where they're not going, you know. I don't know. Like they all. Oh, bro, think about this. This is from punching face masks, getting stepped on. Like, yeah, fingers caught in between pads, the mat, like the ball, like jamming them. If like I couldn't open my hand all the way and the ball like just boom. You know what I'm saying?
The pinky gotta hurt more, right? Like if you hurt the pinky.
Okay. So here's what I realized. So okay, this finger right here, this one, it sucks because this is actually like my middle finger that I actually used to flip people off with. So I jammed it, bro. I'm not flipping off. I'm just showing you.
But you don't use that like.
You saying the middle finger is
the worst? Yeah, the worst fingers to hurt is like your thumb and your
I think it's these three.
Wait, can you preface? Can you explain what happened? Can you please dive into the story and then continue?
I think it's these three right here, bro. I feel like these three are probably the worst to like hurt.
I don't know, bro. I one game I sprained both my pinkies, and then
Sorry, yeah, that just sucked. No, sorry, that just like sounds terrible.
Bro, that's the thing. But the thing was though,
that sentence got to go in the book. When you write that book, that's got to go in there.
Sprained both my pinkies.
Bro, the thing was, I didn't feel it the night of the game. I didn't feel it till the next day of treatment. And I'm like, bro, both my hands are like hella swollen. Like both sides were like, I couldn't do anything, right? Like they both like got like both were like, and it was like so swollen. It was like going into my hand and my other fingers. Like the blood just was like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, I was having to like, literally get treatment, like ace wrapped them and like try to get the swelling out. And then I had to club one of the hands. And I remember like I had to practice that week and the coaches were telling me like to hit stuff, bro. And like I literally had like, I couldn't close my hands. I had them like taped up. So I'm literally like coach, like I can't hit anything. I can't catch anything. Like, what do you want me to do? I remember like trying to line up and practice. And one of the linemen were like trying to hit me. I'm like, bro, I can't hit you back. I can't like look at my hands. I can't do anything. And he was like, oh, so I'm literally out there like playing with no hands, like just trying to like flip her and use my arms and my elbows. I was like, this is so stupid. And like, luckily, like the swelling went down by the next game.
Are there any athletes with missing fingers?
Like, there's some athletes no hands.
I know.
Him, but JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul, he was playing with fireworks and freaking blew his hand off. Yeah. So like he doesn't have these two fingers. I think this one's nubbed. Like you look up, Cisco, look up on your phone, JPP's hand. He has to get like a custom glove and everything. It's pretty gross. Can't lie to you.
No. Okay. So look, two, three nights ago, I was leaving shoot day. I was shooting and then it was late. And I was leaving and I noticed I heard my car. It goes dook, 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 dook. I was like, oh. See, look, I look at my car. I'm like, oh, tire pressure light is on. I'm like, damn. I go to check it. It's flat. So flat. So I try to change it to put my spare on. And keep in mind, it's like 10 o'clock. I just want to leave. I just want to go home, bro. I'm like over it. And then for some reason, my tire isn't like coming off. Like I jacked it, took the bolts off everything, but it's just like not coming off. And then my finger got jammed in between like the rim and like the tire. When I tried to yank it, it got like stuck and it like kind of got smushed in the tire. So it was like all black and I couldn't like move it. It hurt to like just kind of bend it like that a little bit. But what I've realized is like this finger is so important. And like, it's hard not to like use your middle finger because you like the way you have to pick up things is so weird. Like I went to the gym, bro. I tried to like pick up weight and like dumbbells, and I just couldn't like pick it up like this. So I had to pick up everything like this. So everywhere I go and I'm holding it, it just looks like I'm flipping you off while holding things because I couldn't even close it like this. So the whole time, everything. I'm lifting something and my finger is like this. So it just looks like I'm flipping you off the whole time. And it just sucks. Like when you like one of your fingers doesn't hurt. Like I realized like I couldn't like wipe my butt like properly. Like to be honest, like
there's a lot of things that are like small minor things, but once you're hurt or like something, then you just.
No, when I had COVID and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe, and I was like, God, if you let me breathe perfectly again, I will savor every single breath. Yeah.
It's like, we don't appreciate all the little things until we don't have them.
That's a word.
Bro, like, being like when I hurt my knee and I couldn't walk, I couldn't shower, I couldn't bend it. It's like, dang. Even now I have knee problems. I'm like, dang. Like, I look at my left knee like, dang. I remember when I had no knee problems at all.
That's what I'm saying. It's something as small as just like, oh, your middle finger it's just annoying, you know.
But when it's that bruised, it affects the rest of the hand, right? Like you had trouble picking up just in general.
Like it just hurt because like it's smashed, so there's like a clot, kind of. It's called a subungual hematoma.
You know? You looked it up,
science. But yeah, so there's pretty much just like a lot of blood, like pressure there, because it's like how your body reacts to it, like, you know, shit happening, I guess. But then, so my dad, he worked in the ER before, and he just like drilled two holes in it, and it just like popped and like released all the like blood, and it started to feel so much better. So the reason why I was hurting is because there was just so much like pressure of blood under the nail, and it couldn't get out.
That happens a lot with toes in football.
Yeah, like a dead toe, right? Like there's just, it's just black, man. Right?
And you just, bro, have when to. You have a 350 pounder plant their whole entire cleat into your toe. That's real pain.
I know they do that with ears too, like boxers.
Oh, cauliflower.
Yeah. Because I had like a small, they couldn't figure out like how I had it because I didn't box. I never thought it was just a boxer, but they told me like, oh, if you do it like with enough time and pop it, like it helps, or like it releases the blood.
What did you get it from?
I don't know. I could never figure it out.
I'm just like rubbing.
You like rubbing something a lot?
No. Like, and I don't even like talking about it because people just like think like, just like, oh, how, like, yeah, like, just think of something nasty, like, oh, you're like not washing your ears, like, bro, relax, like, I just, I don't know.
Oh, but you need to do it because, like, some friction or something, right? Like, you have to have, like, it had to be, like, frictioning. You have to, like, friction it or something, right? Like, were you, like, just like,
well, I went to, like, two different doctors that couldn't figure out. So I just started saying, yeah, like, I used to box.
Oh, so you're a liar.
To the people that asked, not everyone asked that. People were just assumed, like, it was like five people total that would be like, oh, you used to wrestle? Like, oh, yeah. Sick, me too. Like, bro, don't ask me any more questions. I don't know the answer. Yeah,
you need to ask me, like, oh, this guy is an imposter.
Something's fishy about you, sir. Yeah. The lie only works if the person that you're lying to doesn't know what they're talking about the lie. So,
well, like, this, oh, person lied to you, be like, yeah, these are one of these.
That's suspicious.
Yeah, but that's the only time I lied. I never.
You never lied? That's the only time you've lied?
Why you asked?
Okay, that's a lie. You're a liar.
You're a liar, dude.
Just to say you never lied. Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay, but what I've realized, though, like, lying is a lot more work than just being honest. You ever, like, notice, yeah, like, the lie, like having the energy to come up with a lie that's elaborate and just like you have to worry about the lie not getting out, or, you know, like you have to make sure that you're like you're checked across the board, no one can spill the tea type shit. I feel like being lying is takes some, not, and I'm not saying anything in your case, I'm just saying like in general, like it's, I think it's just easier to be like straight up about stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's, there's like, it takes so much like to lie, and you have to like worry about like, oh, like getting caught in the lie, that it's like,
I feel like people don't care. Like, people will be still be lying.
People got time.
People do be lying. And people do be. Some people are just not good people.
Yeah.
And some people care so much about other people think that they will continue to lie, even though they, people know they're not telling. I don't know. Some people, like, yeah, I don't know. Like habitual liars.
Yeah, people have, some people have like a real problem with it, and then morally, like, it has been studied for centuries. Like lie, like, what are lies? Like, is it okay to lie? Like, it's,
what's the best lie you've ever told? Where you're like, damn,
off the top of my head,
that was a good one. I think if it's used like in a finesse way, I think
I know a lot of. I think it, in college, like, a lot of people have finesse like professors that way.
Yeah, I think that's the only case where that's cool. Like, if to get out of a test or to get an extension out of a.
But some people I know have like stooped pretty low. Like,
I wouldn't lie about saying like something happened to my somebody, or, you know, like somebody.
Yeah, like, I know people have done that, or like I was in an accident, like,
Oh, the people that are really creative with the lie, like really like.
No, like I wouldn't lie and say like, oh, my mom died, so I can't. You know what I mean? Because I feel like then your mom's going to die. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I've done that. I've done that. I totally done that. My grandma died like twice. In college?
Oh, you're one of those. You said that? I've never said something about like, oh, someone dying. I feel like that's bad karma.
Oh, not. I don't know if it was like death, but it was like, oh, my grandma's really ill. I don't know if I'm going to make it to this. Like,
I guess kind of knows. I guess it was okay.
I've definitely lied to not go. Like, act like, do you want to go to whatever, do whatever? No, I got to do some homework. Or I've done that. You know, the best nigga to ever do that, Jacob. Bro, it'd be funny because.
I already know what you're about to say.
Bro, because it'd be like, we'd be in a group chat or something, and people would ask us to go to do something. And he would say he has class or has to do something. And I'd get back to the room.
Sleeping.
And he's right there. just
like, no, with him, bro, if he didn't want to go do, I respect it for it. Because if he really didn't want to go do something, he wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, he'd just
he just wouldn't.
Like, you ever go to something and you're like, damn, I didn't want to come, so why did I come here? Or like, why am I here if I genuinely didn't go? And you kind of just went just because like you were guilt tripped or you're peer pressured or you just went to like.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You
know? Yeah.
You feel that? Everywhere. Yeah. And now I don't go. And I come to age. That's maturity.
Yeah, that's where I expect
to don't go. Anywhere you don't feel welcome.
If he really wanted to do something,
he would do it, bro. Yeah.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
I respect that.
But he didn't have to tell people he was going to go because he'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. And I would just look at him like, bro, you're not.
You're not going. You're not going.
Everybody, you're not going to go like, do that. Like,
I didn't hear that before.
I was like, bro, you're not going to go. And then, no, you know what's funny? Like, somebody, maybe you're in person, right? Like, oh, yeah, Jacob, you gonna go to da 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 da? And I'd be like right next to him. He'd be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, or he'd say something like that. He, like, as soon as that person walk away, he'd be like, I ain't going to that shit.
Bro, he's the king of that, though. And everybody, like, you can't even be mad at him.
It'd just be so funny the way he'd be like, I'm like, Jacob, why are you telling all these people that you're going to go? You're not going to go. Like, you know you're not going to go. He's like, no.
Just because everybody loves him, so it's like, they, like, I don't know, you know? Like...
Yeah,
or people. I feel like people would also do it in the classroom, like back, like in high school or middle school. Like the whole classroom knows that the student is lying to the teacher, and they can hear the lie. Like it's just evolving. The teacher just doesn't get it. That's the best.
Nah, I feel like lying to get out of class or like homework or an assignment is like totally okay. I think
I could never lie to my mom though. I just can't. She like either start laughing or like. Yeah, it's not that I feel bad. I just can't, like, act well enough to uphold it. Like, I just, like...
Hey, your mom probably know. She probably does.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly, yeah.
You're not Emmy nominated? You can't...
No. I thought I was a great actor, girl. Like, I always thought I was just like, oh, I'm so... Like, this is my shit. But to my mom, I was just like... Oh, yeah, you're right.
Fold? You just fold? You can't... You sell it? Yeah. You're just selling it? You're not an Oscar candidate? It's not a good, I mean, I guess that's a good thing.
Lying is not a good thing.
Yeah, like it's too much energy. I think as soon as you're older, bro, like I think you realize like just say what you got to say. Like
just positive vibes.
Or just like if you don't want to go to something, I'll just straight up be like, oh yeah, I'll be there. And then flake. I feel like that's not good now, you know? Like what are your thoughts on flaking?
What if your intentions were actually to go and then just can't make
I'm gonna let you know if I don't want to go and why I don't want to go.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie about like
I think I'm a pretty honest person as far as like I tell the truth even if people don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you're a very honest guy. You tell it how it is. You know what I'm saying with like flaking though, like say like you made plans and you're like, oh yeah, that actually sounds fun. But tell me why, like, every time you make plans and then when the plans come, you don't feel like going to said plans or doing said plans.
Yeah, you can't keep doing that.
It's hard, bro.
It also depends on the dependency of you being there or not. Like if you said, like if you volunteered or like is agreement that you're gonna help do X, Y, and Z, or like you've committed to something, like, you know, people are depending on you, or like the numbers, like if you not being there is gonna like screw up somebody else, like project wise, money wise, budget wise, you know what I'm saying? Like that's messed up. But if it's like a party and it's not like, you know.
But what if you had said yes to the plans? Like they asked you, you said, yo, yeah, bet I'm down. And then like that was on Monday. And then oh yeah, we're gonna do da 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 Saturday. And then Saturday comes and like you just like, you know what, I don't feel like going. Do you suck it up or do you like not?
Well, I feel like you should do whatever's best for you.
There. Yeah, right.
I mean, like if you're like going, like you're like really extremely tired, like going through it, you know.
We got a live audience. Welcome. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Question number one is like, how important is it that I go? Like, what would happen if I don't go? And then also, like, ratios. Like, I flaked three. No, I faked. This would be my second time flaking, so I can't flake. But if it's been like I've gone three times, I think.
Like, yeah, you don't want to be known as the flake.
You don't want to be the flaky.
Yeah, you don't want to be the flake friend. Like,
but in some, I think in some circumstances, it's okay. It's okay to flake, right? In some circumstances, like I feel like something comes
100%. Like, if your mental health, I'm saying, like, if your mental health isn't like you're just like, you know, you're not gonna be in the mental space to like operate and be there or be happy, or like you're stressed or you have other things to take care of, I feel like for sure. I mean, like sometimes you do suck it up and it does end up being worth it. But sometimes it's like, bro, like regardless, like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Like, I feel like dinner always is always something good to like go to. Like, oh, like, go eat.
You got to eat anyways, you know?
Yeah. But I think I do that a lot with like drinking activities or like drinking things, like, oh, like you want to go out. And I'm like,
oh, that's an easy flake for me.
Oh, I'm flaking 90% of the time on that.
I gotta go work Unless, out. I can't drink. I don't drink like that anymore.
Yeah, I've been using. You know what I've been using? Ooh, maybe I shouldn't say this.
That's you about to snitch on yourself?
Wait, it's technically true though, because sometimes I'm like, oh nah, I'd be like, oh, you want to do something like Friday night or like Saturday morning or Saturday, like day drinking or like mimosas or something. I always be like, oh nah, like I gotta record Saturday.
Oh, this has been such a great excuse to not,
dude. This right here is a great excuse to flake. Oh no, bro, sorry, I gotta record on Saturday morning. Oh no, Friday night, no, I can't because I gotta record Saturday morning.
Can't do it.
We're sorry we recorded, but no, but that's been a blessing for me, bro. To be honest, because it's like something I could like center myself on, and like I don't. I feel like I'm doing the pod injustice if I show up hungover. You know what I mean? And like,
that's right. That's right.
So like, I don't want to.
No, because that's what I say too. So I'm like,
yeah, because who the fuck would set all this shit up if I was hungover? Yeah,
you're the right energy. You're too like, I mean, all of us have a long week. Like, too.
No, I definitely can't.
You out of all of us, you couldn't.
You guys could definitely show up fucked up if you wanted to.
100%.
It's not the same.
You could. No, maybe it'd be funnier. I don't know. Maybe loose.
I mean, I've done it, but it's not.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't like doing that anymore, so I'm not going to do that. Wholesome. Try to be wholesome, bro. I'm really trying to stop. Trying to be better. You know what I mean? I think for me, like this year, I want to just like do something different that I haven't done before. And I feel like. Don't look at me like that.
What are you? No, because what is the. What you see like, how what is. You said you want to do something new you haven't done. Like, what is it?
He was looking at me like,
fast. Yeah. You can fast and pray.
Sure.
Dedicate all your time to the Lord.
Sure. No, it was just all of our birthdays. I was actually just thinking that, like, we just had New Year's resolutions, and I got to make resolutions that get, like, 24 days after. Because that's what it feels like. You just want, like, better things. You always want better for yourself. But, yeah. More just
no, I think for me, I think for us at least, since all our birthdays are in the first month, I think like our new year technically starts like in February, right?
I mean, we could do it's about to be, well, Chinese New Year.
Yeah, no, I know. But what I'm saying is, like, I feel like regardless if we... No, it's not.
Doesn't the start of the new... Start on the 28th, though?
I thought it was the first. I thought it was the 1st of February, but they be celebrating for a long time.
Are we getting red envelopes, Woods?
No, Chinese New Year is February 1st.
Yeah. Because, like, think about it, bro. Regardless if we care about our birthdays or not, like, it's just something that, like, your family, your friends are, like, looking forward to so that they make it, like, a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, regardless if you care about it or not, other people in your life that you care about it. So it is a bigger deal than it has to be. Right? You feel me on that?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like once you get that out the way, now you could really, like, oh, no. After this, dude, as soon as your birthday's done, nobody gives a fuck about you, like you. You know what I mean? Like, respectfully. Like, and you could just move on with your year, you know? So now I feel like our birthdays are done. Now I'm like, okay, it's out the way. Get out the way.
Now it's my new year. Now, because now it's my year of being 24.
25. 26. Okay, you know what's lit though? I don't have to worry about renting. That's the only thing that comes after 21 is just like,
oh, that was exciting. That was actually very exciting.
Yeah.
The, wait, what is the age where you have to get your own insurance?
25.
26, I think.
26. Oh.
Wait, Cisco, you have your own insurance?
That's in the process.
Bro, see, that's what I'm worried about, bro. Because I'm still on my parents' insurance. I don't want to have to think about that yet, you know? But I have time. You got time. I have time. But Cisco's your time. And Justin, you're right there, buddy.
You have time, but you're not going to think about it until you're 26, 100% guaranteed. There's no way you're thinking about that ahead of time. You're not planning 2 years in advance. You're not. Like,
but I mean, in 2 years, it could be different, though.
Yeah, we could have, like, free insurance for everybody.
No, I could be, like, married, so then I'd have to have a different, you know, like, maybe I could be under her employer.
Yeah, man, I would, you know, old. Maybe you could just, like, you got the
get your son. Hell yeah.
Then yeah. I don't have to, you know, like, go out of my way to be like, dang, okay, I need to start this insurance.
Would you be cool with being a trophy husband? Here's the last question I'll ask y'all before we hop off. But, like, 100%. Would you be cool with... Yeah?
I've told my girl that.
Hell yeah, bro. I'm cool. I'm down to be a trophy husband.
I think I can do all, like, I can.
I would be a great stay-at-home dad, I think.
Like, what are you doing, like, side projects or like what's or just baby? You can't just be with the baby, like, you can't, like, let your
okay, you could
to the point where you're just taking care of the family, like, not working towards anything. You guys still
have okay, to here's life. Here's you're a trophy husband, you have a very comfortable life, but it's just, you just have to stay home and just take care of the home things, and you can't work on anything for yourself. No, like, side projects. You can work out. You
can't work on anything for yourself? I feel like you're going to I don't know. I think I'd be really, not bored, but, like, I'd just feel like I have wasted.
That's true.
I have that's wasted,
no purpose.
Like,
with no purpose? No, thank you.
So you wouldn't be a trophy husband then?
If I don't get to work on anything besides, like.
You get one.
Do, like, chores? Yeah, I'm not.
About all right. All you have is the podcast.
All right, then, yeah. I'll take it. I guess. Just no going outside. Let's interview more people. Like, it would have to be, like, more interactive, hopefully.
I totally would be okay with being a trophy husband. No lie. I'm not, I can't even.
Whoa, you're too out, like, Justin, you're one of the most, like.
I need to be, like, doing something.
Like, do a little bit of everything person I know of, like, as far as, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that you could do absolutely nothing. You like. Not a busybody, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be hard for you to.
I'm trying to get the bag, but what if you just have the bag already? You know what I mean?
I mean, but you would still want purpose. You know what I'm saying?
You,
like,
don't
want
to be, you don't, like, want to be, I don't know, 360
deal. But I put this to, like, I do, like, admire stay-at-home moms for, like, they do a lot, like, and especially helping, like, you're going to have to do, like, a lot of, like, raising your kids to be a certain way. Having stay-at-home parents, I think, like, definitely helps that. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you feel like that is your main purpose is to be that, I understand that. But I don't think you personally could
do that.
Like, yeah, like, box yourself into only doing that.
I think I'd be a good. I think I'd be a good dad, but that's true though. I don't know if I could be like a just. That's
you could
all
be
I
a good. You could be a good dad regardless, though.
Yeah. Could I be a Twitch streamer? I think I'd go full Twitch streamer mode. That's
bro. I've been wanting I feel that games to happen. I've been watching a lot of RDC streams.
That's and like, isn't that us? That's us, huh? That's us. That's totally us.
It just looks fun, but they usually have four of them playing and it's three of us. So like we'd have to have like a guest player.
Yeah, I'm sure we wouldn't have a hard time finding someone who would want to play video games with us.
That is very true.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for everything. We love you guys so much. Thank you for wishing us all a happy birthday. Birthdays. It's been a long
birthday. Oh, wait, did you shout yourself out from the pod Instagram? I meant to. I tell you at some point. And
do you guys want me to do that? I feel very uncomfortable doing that, but I will going forward on all our birthdays on my birthday as well, because I know I do birthday shout outs for you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
you should have done your own. Yeah.
I mean, you're already kind of used to like. Are you talking from our account? Isn't you? You get what I'm saying? It's us.
It's like the speakers.
It's like, it's like it's us, but they know everyone knows it's me. You know what I mean?
Do they?
I'm pretty sure.
I've had people ask me. I've had people ask if it was me.
Oh really? Okay, then that's good. Then
People don't know. I don't think
because eventually it's not gonna. Eventually, it's not gonna be you.
Yeah. 100%.
Hopefully, one day it's somebody else.
Bro, you think I could do this shit for the rest of my life? Okay. You know what I mean? No, so that's why I just assume that people just know it's me. That's why I didn't do it. But if people don't know that it's me.
I mean, if you tell people that in our friends, then they know. But if you don't, then you might want to cut this out of the what you call it, so people don't know if they already don't know. Because then once you say this, you're going to expose it, and then everybody's going to know. So you have to cut this part.
It's like Spider-Man? Okay, yeah. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Peace, love, take care.
Drink water. Go to the gym. Work out. Hug your family and friends. Tell your friend.
Cold showers in the morning.
Watch football.
Don't lie.